It's of great concern, especially when they had to resort to the High Court to make a ruling on the impasse they had with the supervisor of election leading up to the 2014 general elections, when the supervisor of election acted without supervision or refused to be supervised in one of the issues that was raised, refused to accept the overarching authority or advice of the commission over his own office. So we are concerned about that, and I do not know. I have not really checked with the legal people in our party office whether technically the commission continues until the next commission is appointed. So I'm hoping to get that advice in the next hour or so.
If there is no actual electoral commission, isn't that unconstitutional?
That is unconstitutional. We may even revert back to the courts to rule that things are continuing unconstitutionally.
Has there been any reason given as to why the Electoral Commission hasn't been appointed? Has any reason been given? Because I understand this is up to the Constitutional Officers Commission, and at the moment, in the absence of the opposition leader's delegate, Richard Naidu, that consists of the Prime Minister and the Attorney General.
Yes. Yesterday, I agreed for the leader of the opposition to nominate me as her appointee to the Constitutional Officers Commission.
So are you pushing for a meeting of the COC fairly shortly?
I will have to, yes. I got a moral obligation to the people of Fiji to make sure that we have an alternative voice.
With the legal case that you referred to earlier, saying that the supervisor elections had to comply with directions given by the Electoral Commission, do you think there was any link between that decision and the non-appointment of a new Electoral Commission?
I do not want to contemplate that, but, you know, Bruce, to the pure, everything is pure. However, it's very difficult to not see something dark when it is dark. So I'm hoping it was a deliberate oversight, and maybe they've not been able to do anything because Richard Naidu had resigned and were unable to appoint the new commission.
How long do you think that the country can operate without a properly formalized electoral commission in place before it starts to become a real problem?
There should not be an instance where the country has operated in a vacuum, in the absence of something as important as this, and it should be immediately rectified. It should never have happened.
Could this just be an oversight? I mean, the term of the previous commission came to an end, and there's just they haven't got around to having a meeting to replace them. Could this just be a storm in a teacup?
It could be, and it could be the timing of the resignation of Mr. Naidu. And the terminal date of the previous commission.